680. We're CFTR Toronto. It's 10 o'clock. This is George Hamburger with the Bee Gees. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, the microphone is on this time. It's nice to be here at CFTR up in Toronto. George Hamburger with you on this chilly Monday morning. Feel so welcome here. Nice folks working with guys like Carl at the window here. The mayor gave me the key to the city this morning. Unfortunately, the city was Windsor, Ontario. Here's Ambrosia. Biggest part of me.
There's a new sun horizon.
The biggest part of me. Why you want my stomach? I have no idea. CFTR Toronto, good morning. George Hamburger with Ambrosia.
I would say a lot of people look for a lifestyle when they buy a house.
Hello, dreamers. I know I'll find you. Just the right house, shining and new.
Family atmosphere.
It's a really special feeling.
Greg and Bonnie Gilmore found their dream house in Erin Mills.
It's an area prone to family life. And we found that we got to know everybody very quickly, especially because of the park walkways.
Friends and neighbors, a place that feels good.
You'll find that a lot of people in the Erin Mills area will move within the area. They'll stay in the area.
We're meeting people who are moving in every day.
Hello, dream house. I know I'll find you.
A community feeling. It feels like you've really got something special to give to your kids.
There's just so much. I would say it's perfectly set up.
There's a place for you.
Planned community by Cadillac Fairview in the city of Mississauga.
There's a place for you in Erin Mills.
Other places are having sales, but none can compare to the greatest giveaway on now at Factory Carpet Outlet. Only at Factory Carpet can you enjoy low prices that save you more, plus extra giveaway savings. Come on in and look for the giveaways featured on thousands of rolls of dazzling floor fashions. Any one or more featured giveaways like free installation, free undercushion, free delivery, free accessories, plus free interest for 12 months on anything you buy. That's right, free interest for 12 months on anything you buy. Unbelievable? Believe it. It's Factory Carpet's greatest giveaways on now. Hurry into your nearest Factory Carpet outlet. Don't miss it.
Factory Carpet's leading the way. There's no other way. No other way makes sense.
Factory Carpet Outlet. We do everything but make the carpet. At Finch and Dufferin, Kennedy at Ellesmere, Dundas at Dixie. Also in Richmond Hill and Whitby.
CFTR AccuWeather forecast. Cloudy for most of this Monday. Brisk and chilly with shower times. High about 13. There may be a shower early tonight. Then becoming partly cloudy and cold. The low about 4. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine continuing cool with just a couple of sprinkles. High again 13. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny and a bit warmer. High 19. At the International Airport 6 at the Lakeshore, winds south at 7. KPH. Right now, it's 7 degrees at CFTR. Sarah Smile, Hall & Oates, George Hamburger, Hall & the Hits on a Monday morning at CFTR. Speaking of hamburger, barbecuing in the middle of the city. You know, it can be done if you're a little sneaky and very careful. Exclamation point, exclamation point. CFTR's John Wilson explains where and how you can cook dinner outdoors in Toronto at 1025 on Monitor 680.
June is here, and so is Country Pete's Emergency Warehouse Clearance. Both showrooms and the central warehouse will be cleared. In the east, they're just north of the 401 on Kingston Road and Highway 2 at the Port Union Road exit. In the west, Highway 25, just north of the 401 north of Milton. It's a clear out of furniture, TV, stereos, and appliances like you've never seen. Listen to this. Four-piece living room sets, $399. 20-inch color TVs, $399. Video recorders with tuners, just $995. 26-inch console color TVs, $599. Microwave ovens with cook to frost, just $399. How about a 6,000 BTU air conditioner at $249? You get instant financing on a Country Pete's budget account with no payments till August. Delivery anywhere in Ontario. Hurry while selection is best. Open nightly till 9, Saturday till 6. Country Pete's, Highway 25, a mile north of the 401, and on Kingston Road at Highway 2, just north of the 401 at the Port Union Road exit. Remember, cash gets you an extra 5% discount at Country Pete's.
Saving place makes saving nice. With quality at a Kmart price.
Kmart cares about Dad with fantastic Father's Day savings. Select a dressy short sleeve shirt during the Father's Day sale and save $3. Summery polyester cotton styles are now sale priced at only $8.88. Just a part of the selected specials for Dad. Because Kmart cares about saving you money. Kmart is the saving.
Newsweek magazine calls it the first epic horror film, directed by Stanley Kubrick, starring Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall, based on the novel by Stephen King, screenplay by Stanley Kubrick and Diane Johnson. The Shining from Warner Bros.
Starts Friday, June 13th at a theater near you. Check your paper for listings. Restricted.
1021 on CFTR, the all-new George Hamburger Show. At 680, good morning. Bill King with Love and Affection.
There is nothing quite as true. I've got you love.
Love and Affection, Bill King on CFTR. Good morning, I'm George Hamburger. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, and I've been on the air about 25 minutes. The boss, Bill Gable, said, just be cool, Burger, relax, no sweat, I'm not going to even listen. Yeah, right, I just saw a couple of the road guys from Led Zeppelin wheeling a few 10-foot speakers into his office.
I want to play the hockey lottery. Big Brother's hockey lottery.
What do you think, Al? Should I play?
As your agent, Daryl, I say do it.
Explain it to me again, Al.
Okay, first the dollar gets you your Big Brother's hockey lottery ticket. Then you scratch and score to see if you win right away.
What about the big money, Al?
You've got a chance at that, too. In fact, everyone who plays Big Brother's hockey lottery has. It's the overtime prize.
Overtime? I love playing overtime.
Good, because every Big Brother's lottery ticket you buy is eligible to win the overtime prizes. You might win $100,000, $25,000, $10,000, or one of 50 $5,000 prizes.
It looks like a good deal, but if I win, what do you get?
Oh, we'll negotiate that.
Some agent. I'm doing all the playing.
I want to play the hockey lottery. Big Brother's hockey lottery.
Play Big Brother's hockey lottery and help those boys between the ages of 7 and 13 who need and want the support of a big brother.
I think I'll play too.
Need an agent?
Do you know a good one?
Monitor. On a day like today, you wonder if there is a summer around here someplace. After all, it's only June, right? Almost freezing? Well, you can still get warm and feel like summer with an outdoor barbecue. Now, at our place, all the neighbors are doing it practically daily. But if you live in a high-rise, there are varying laws about barbecuing on the balcony, and most of them aren't good. Terry Thompson of the Ontario Safety League.
Some municipalities have specific laws against barbecues on high-rise balconies. I believe, for example, Don Mills and North York. Toronto doesn't, per se. The fire department does have a ruling that if there's a barbecue that is on the ground, such as the small hibachis, they're okay. They don't like the others. The difficulty is that on a small balcony, they're easy to tip over. You then have the danger of hot coals going onto somebody else's balcony or into
or
other
on the street.
Windows on the street. You also have the problem in most high-rise type buildings where the door to the balcony is very close to the main window in the living room. So you've got blowing draperies, which could blow onto the coals. But then you also have the smoke abatement people to deal with, and your neighbors could complain.
Seems you can't win, but if you do get permission to have your dinner, there are a few things you don't do. I should know, I've done just about all of them. First, you don't squirt lighter fluid on a smoking fire that isn't quite hot enough for you.
In some cases, in many cases, what happens is that the coals already starting will shoot a flame back up into the can, which will explode.
And you don't haul your barbecue's red-hot coals inside to warm the place up, either. They could cause a bigger fire, and besides, they eat up your oxygen. You know, in a trailer, you could suffocate from an indoor barbecue in minutes. And make sure those coals are out when you finish.
You can put sand on them. You can put water on them to get them out. Once they... Because they just go to dust. You don't need that many coals. I mean, you're not building a roaring fire to keep the house warm kind of thing.
While I'm barbecuing, is it a good idea to keep a, I don't know, bottle of water or something around in case something gets out of control?
Water or sand.
Barbecuing in the city. It can be done if you're a little sneaky and very careful. I'm John Wilson for Monitor 680.
Get on the caravan.
Get ready to try baklava, shish kebab, paprikas, moose milk, the foods of Caravan's 50 international pavilions. Caravan's coming June 20th to 28th. Get your passport today.
Caravan is your passport to see the whole world. Right here in your own happy town.
Come, meander through the muse. See artisans at work, crafts from around the world. And when hunger pangs hit, head for Mr. Green Jeans Emporium and Restaurant. Take the escalator from Trinity Way or cross the Young Parkade. The Muse, a new level of life in the city at the Eaton Center.
Life in the city.
Life in the center.
Life in the city.
The
CFTR News at 10:30. Good morning. This is Michael Robbins on the Lakeshore. 8 degrees, 10 at the International Airport. Here's AccuWeather's Dave Bowers.
Cloudy for most of today. It'll be brisk and chilly with a shower at times, high 13. There may be a shower early tonight, then becoming partly cloudy and cold, low 4. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine continue cool with just a couple sprinkles, high again 13. Then on Wednesday, partly sunny and a bit warmer, high 19. For AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Dave Bowers.
The 10 premiers meet today with Pierre Trudeau in Ottawa in hopes of developing a new federalism, Premier Bill Davis tells CFTR News.
Certainly from Ontario's point of view, I'm not there going there with a shopping list. It's not a question of what we can get to get this, etc., etc. I would hope that it would be a spirit of cooperation and that we would all go into that meeting with a desire to see something accomplished. Now, I can never predict for anyone the results of First Minister's meeting, but certainly that is going to be my approach.
Premier Davis. Tory MPP Mickey Hennessy says the province could have new elections. If the Tories lose a vote at Queen's Park today on a police reform bill, the chance of a new election is about half and half, he says. Here's a sobering Monday morning thought. No matter what happens at that big OPEC meeting in Algiers today, the price of oil will rise again. ABC's Greg Dobbs says, at least so far, the meeting is pitting OPEC militants against moderates.
Leading the moderates is Saudi Arabia. The Saudis want a top price, and they want a unified price so that there won't be any more walloping price increases to the Western economies. But the more militant members of OPEC, including Algeria, Libya, Nigeria, and Iran, they want to talk production. They want to drill for less oil and, as a result, keep the prices higher.
Meanwhile, stateside authorities say the gas-guzzling V8 will soon be an extinct species. Let's talk sex. I knew you'd perk up. Bonnie Bean is one of the people who wrote a special report for the United Church on sexuality, and she tells CFTR the church has scared people into having sex hang-ups. She wants the church to have a more positive view of sex.
Historically, the church, it seems to me, has been very negative about sexuality. It's been very aware of the risks, and I think overstated them and scared people to the point where people have been having a lot of sexual problems because of negative attitudes about their bodies and about their sexuality. I think it's time that the church began to look more closely at the positive features of sexuality. Not to minimize the risk, but to look more at the positive features and to help people find that balance between what is right and what is wrong.
By the way, that church report on sex is still under wraps. Gregory Russell Guerin, the man accused of raping and killing Lizzie Tomlinson, appeared in Old City Hall Court this morning. He'll be assigned to a special court on Thursday. The earth shook overnight in Southern California and in parts of Arizona. Clarence Zeitz was at San Diego's airport as the quake hit.
I felt my legs quivering, and I thought I was getting faint or something, and then I noticed that everyone else was having a reaction also. And we looked up and saw some of the overhead hanging signs were swaying, and immediately knew that we had an earthquake. Many people responded with the same way, saying, hey, we're having an earthquake.
The quake measured 6.4 on the Richter. No injuries or major damage reported. In the spotlight, a meeting of the NHL opens in Montreal today. French Open tennis tourney winner Bjorn Borg heading home for Davis Cup games against West Germany all this week. Former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark is now in Paris after attending that four-day American Crimes Conference in Tehran. He says U.S. sanctions against Iran are hurting initiatives to free the hostage Americans.
They know holding the hostages is wrong, but they have this belief that they must resist and defy. So every belligerent act that we take increases their resistance and lengthens the time that the hostages will be held.
Ramsey Clark in Paris. A one-time Pentagon think tank member, Lowell Ponte, says pollution could very well be changing our weather. A report from Larry Jacobs.
Aside from getting 5% less sunlight, Ponte cites a six-year meteorological study of the St. Louis area, a study known as Metromex. It showed a direct connection between air pollution and increased rain and hailstorms.
So the question is, if somebody is tampering with your weather, accidentally or deliberately, if they're doing this kind of inadvertent cloud seeding, and that's messing up your crops, should they pay you for that? In Buffalo, New York, a few years ago, they had that blizzard that had people freezing to death in their cars while they were commuting to work. Now, Buffalo is an industrial town. Was all of the pollution pouring out of the smokestacks in Buffalo, New York, doing cloud seeding? Was it contributing to that record snowfall? There's a fair chance that it was. The big problem is our weather is no longer natural. Mother Nature isn't a virgin anymore.
Lowell, has this been used as a weapon?
Now, there's a fairly good indication, according to the Canadian scientists who have studied this, that we were creating hurricanes and throwing them against North Vietnam. And that's a scary weapon because a hurricane can release the force of an atomic bomb every minute.
The Pentagon considers that Canadian study just a bit far-fetched, although they do admit to causing increased rainfall in attempts at making, well, the trails a little muddy.
Correspondent Larry Jacobs in New York City. The police holding cell is still empty of suspects in the weekend killing of 48-year-old Muriel Cleish. Her body was found in her apartment building at number 5 Cedar Avenue. She'd been stabbed several times in the chest. What's new? Look for the price of many 45 RPM records to jump again stateside up to $1.69. That means, what, $1.80 here at least. CFTR News Time, 10:35.
18,000 feet above the earth, a man holds on to the side of a mountain. This time, he's climbing to the top. With him is the sting of the wind, the immovable rock, the danger, and the cold calculation of measuring what you want to do against what you're capable of doing.
Best you can do.
You must go farther than he's ever gone before.
All that's on the line is you.
Hold your breath and take a step into space that will get you to the other side.
Reaching for it.
Feels the same way about things. New Labatt's Grand Prix Ale.
Reaching for it. New Labatt's Grand Prix.
Weather forecast for Metro Toronto today: cloudy and brisk, a shower at times, high about 13. Tonight, maybe a shower, then turning partly cloudy, low of 4. Tomorrow, periods of clouds and sunshine, a couple of sprinkles, high 13. Wednesday, then warmer, high 19 and partly sunny skies. At the International Airport, 10 degrees. CFTR's Lakeshore temperature, 8 degrees.
Live and kicking with Tighter and Tighter. This is Linda.
I know you.
Before 11 o'clock on CFTR. Good morning, I'm George Hamburger. So nice to work for a guy like Bill Gable, the program director. No pressure at all. Bill said he doesn't care at all what my ratings are. All he cares about is how many people are listening to me. Oh, baby, Chuck is in love. That's, what's her name? Singing with a white sweat sock in her mouth. The way I used to sound before I went to a radio school. Now I can pronounce things very clearly, ain't it? It's the 12 minutes before 11 o'clock on CFTR with George. That's my real name, Hamburger. Yeah, some of the guys around here was saying, yeah, you should mention that's your real name. Because now we have Jim, soon to be famous Johnson, and George, that's my real name, Hamburger. Isn't that nice? So there's a lot for you folks to remember out there.
Ken Robinson in Halifax will honor it. Peter Bryant in Vancouver has honored it for nearly a decade. And the Reed family in Oshawa has been honoring it for 20 years. Across Canada, more than 130 Midas professionals will honor your Midas muffler guarantee, no matter where you got it, no matter how long you've owned your foreign or domestic car. It's a comforting thought, especially these days when muffler service signs seem to be sprouting up like toadstools at every second gasoline station. The difference is, of course, that mufflers are not a sideline at Midas. Mufflers are what made Midas number one in the first place, along with all those Midas muffler professionals across Canada who have to do a better job.
You've got to be tough to be tops. And Midas is tops in the muffler business.
There are Midas muffler shops at 2566 Eglinton East and 762 Markham in Scarborough.
Simpsons has what it takes.
Simpsons Days, a great Canadian tradition whose time has come again. It's Simpsons Days, now through June 14th. Simpsons Days, the big sale with the big savings and values for you. Simpsons Days, a very special 36-page section filled with the savings and values you've been waiting for, including 8 pages of savings and special prices on Bomark, the appliances for the 80s. From fashions to furnishings, lawnmowers to power tools, sporting gear to home entertainment equipment. For buys just too good to miss on just about anything you're looking for, shop Simpsons Days, now through June 14th. Simpsons Days, now, at the Simpsons near you.
Simpsons has what it takes.
Simpsons Days are bicycle days, and you can save $14.99 on a Sunflight 10-speed racer with many features. Now, just $14.99. These days, as things change faster than you change your overcoat, it's nice to know the unpredictable. What we mean is, the CFTR AccuWeather team can cover Toronto faster than a coming shower.
There'll be a couple of showers around tonight, a few around this evening, perhaps another thunder shower.
31 meteorologists work round the clock to make the forecast, a hindsight.
And for tomorrow, we look for a good deal of cloudiness.
They're experts at saying which day to wash the car and when to water the lawn. AccuWeather. Toronto's exclusive, predictable weather reading device on CFTR.
Francioli on CFTR. This time I'm going to give it all I've got, about 6 minutes before 11 o'clock. Yeah, I mentioned a few minutes ago that George Hamburger is my real name. That is the truth. Actually, CFTR are assumed call letters.
Camelot, a magical time, a magical place, a kingdom of dreams. The legendary romance comes to life through the glorious music of Lerner and Lowe and starring the original King Arthur, Richard Burton.
How to handle a woman, mark me well, I will tell you, sir.
See Richard Burton in the magnificent 20th anniversary production of Lerner and Lowe's unforgettable Camelot.
More happy ever after ring than he win Camelot.
Due to the extraordinary sale of tickets, some price categories are sold out. If you want to see Richard Burton in Camelot, we urge you to order now. Tickets available at the O'Keefe Center box office and all Bass ticket outlets. Call 698-2626. That's 698-2626.
John Travolta is Bud. Deborah Winger is Sissy. They were strangers when they met. They were strangers when they married. They live in the New West, where the myth of the cowboy lives on. John Travolta, Deborah Winger, Urban Cowboy, from Paramount Pictures.
Starts Wednesday at the Plaza 1 and 2, Cedarbrae, Town and Country, and Square One Cinemas.
They're putting a roof on Dixie Plaza, and they're still keeping the lid on prices. Dixie's having a facelift, expanding from 20 to 40 stores, all enclosed in a brand new mall, and all devoted to good value at low prices. Grand opening celebrations at the great new Dixie Mall start June 4th. You could win a trip for two to Florida, courtesy Skylark and Royal Travel. Watch for their flyer coming soon and see the bigger and better than ever Dixie Mall, Dixie Road, south of the QEW.
From CFTR, this is News in Brief. On the lakeshore, 9 degrees today, a few showers, possible frost tonight. Greg Guerin, the man accused in the killing of Lizzie Tomlinson, will be assigned to a special court on Thursday to handle his case. The 10 premiers have begun meeting with Pierre Trudeau in Ottawa on developing a new constitution. The OPEC barons huddling in Algiers are now getting set to again hike the price of oil. On the lakeshore, gray skies and 9 degrees. This is Michael Robbins, CFTR News.
Stevie Wonder, 11:03. Good morning. I'm George Hamburger. By the way, passes to the Toronto premiere of the Blues Brothers movie. Their new LP had a chance at a live Blues Brothers concert. All this coming weekend on CFTR. We've got the burger on a Monday with the spinners. Here's Cupid. CFTR, George Hamburger, Spinners and Cupid. Always seems that your mom is the Cupid in the family. My mom always used to say, George, why don't you find a nice girl, settle down, have a baby, and then get married. Or no, wait, she never had quite that order, did she?